I ask my daddy to place me at the center of his existence, so that he comes to know and cherish my language of love, my whimpers, my small, tender cries, the intake of my breath that punctuates the soft crescendo of my moans, as you prepare me with your loving fingers. They tell you of my love. I want you always to attend to my tensile tenderness, so that you know how I bend, but don't break. And when my hands and ankles crave your loving restraint, how placing your mask on me turns touch into a game of chance, where anticipation is more exquisite and release, and pleasure roams the borderland between desperation and desire, begging and bliss. I will always want the world to know that I'm yours. You cannot possess me, because I am uncontainable, but I will glow with pleasure when you tell me you wish me to carry your mark. With pride and gratitude, I will guide my hand to your foreskin. To stroke the soft jailer protecting your tip. Hear you cry in wonder and sweet pain as I pull back your fleshy cover and your head glides out so gratefully, released from its gentle prison. You smile at me and my joy at being your girl fills my body. I wait for your signal, for me to touch myself and smooth my wetness on you, so that you glisten with my scent. So I bend my head in willing supplication down to your most precious part, and my cheek caresses your tender pinkness as I rub the soft skin of your tip on my forehead, across my nose, and over my mouth. I need you to know the power you have for me. I need you to know the power you have for me, and for you to use it. And for you to use it wisely and willingly. I will do whatever pleases you, but I will know too that sometimes my overwhelming need for release must be denied, and that when I implore you, plead with you, beg you, that there are times you must say, "Not yet, baby, not yet, but soon, Daddy promises. And then a little bratty and complaining, I protest and pout. I'm a woman who always gets her way. And I believe with total conviction that my pleas will move you, but find that this time that you're implacable, as this realization dawns, the intensity of my desire deepens. Finally, I have a daddy whose strength matches mine. A flash of unbearable desire shoots between my legs, and I slip, unwillingly at first, into that daydream of utter dependency, waiting impatiently, but needing to comply until a straying finger, a flickering tongue, a chance encounter with loving friction sends me to bliss, and a tsunami of pleasure forces itself through my body, and I make no conscious decision to come, just follow the necessity my body feels. Finally, I will luxuriate in your care, so that I feel loved, adored, worshipped. When you bite me, I will offer my neck and shoulders for you to kiss the marks better. When you restrain me, the bonds will be tight and strong, a sign of your authority, but their firmness will be a comfort for me, and I will know that keeping me secure in my place is always for my pleasure. When I wore your collar, you will stroke any chafing that it leaves, and so I will lie, spread-eagled, bound, arms out wide, in entreaty, legs splayed, wearing only the reward I earned for being such a good girl, the string of creamy pearls that you place around my neck, the perfect adornment for the soft creaminess of my skin. I feel you move your head off the pillow and gasp in slight surprise as you unhook the clasp of the necklace to remove them from my beautiful neck. Slowly, you trail them down my chest, too cool, too desperate, fire of my body, smooth messengers of pleasure, slide across soft breasts, and brush against my nipple. You linger for a moment, my body squirms and strains, as my nipple remains your plaything. I have been bound so firmly and lovingly that only the slightest shift is impossible, and I cry out in frustration and in desire as the pearls move my nipple for from side to side, and your tongue likes to tap. I'm in Daddy's world now. The universe seems to pause. The world holds its breath as you slide the necklace down my body, the stroke across the stomach, the playful lodging of a pearl in my navel, until you reach the most loving conjunction, where thigh meets thigh, where I'm spread for you, where the soft landscape between my legs is stretched wide, a canvas, a country, where a loving explorer holds himself in pools of desire and lays his tongue on the softness inside. And so, with loving reverence, you placed a string of pearls between my full, straining lips. Watch and wonder as they slide majestically across those giving riches, displacing my sticky wetness so that it spills over the wet fleshy banks of my soaked lips. Their cultured sheen is awash in my cream. Slides over them, and now their slipperiness becomes unpredictability. Governed by chance, they move in my cunt. And rub across my labia, pulling me in directions undreamed of. Soft and loving. And so, you enter me. The pearls rub against your shaft. As you groan, you show your desire for me. My smell, rampant and unashamed. Your cock, hard and proud, to call me yours. Until your seed dribbles from me. Oh, my thighs. You shudder and cry out. And I feel so proud, so grateful, as you tell me to come for you. As you give your gift of me. Oh, God, to your good girl. Thank you, Daddy.